At school, any interest in my disappearance for 2 weeks is upstaged by two much more exciting developments. Christmas is coming, and Sammy has joined our class. Samuel Adams Washburn, Mrs. Brown introduces him. Sam, Sammy corrects her. Mrs. Brown asks Samuel to come to the front of the room and say a little something about himself. Mostly, Sam shrugs as Mrs. Brown introduces him herself. Then, Mrs. Brown goes down each row and we have to introduce ourselves. When my turn comes, Sam pipes up, "I know Anita already." My face burns with pleasure. Behind me, Nancy Weaver and Amy Cartwright giggle their flirty hellos. I feel a pang of jealousy. Being Americans, they'll have so much more to share with Sam than I do. "I knew him first," I want to shout. "He's living in my cousin's house next door." Not that I think of Sam as a boyfriend, which I'm not allowed to have anyway. Mommy doesn't approve of my being around any boys who aren't related to me. But since my cousins moved away, the rules have both tightened and loosened in odd ways. I can't talk about the SIM's visit or my cousins leaving for New York City, but I can have Sam for a best friend even if he is a boy. After we all introduce ourselves, Mrs. Brown says she has an announcement to make. "Class, we are going to play a special game for Christmas." Everyone cheers. Mrs. Brown holds a finger to her lips to hush us. When we quiet down, she continues. "You will each pick a name out of a hat, and you'll be that classmate's Secret Santa." Oscar's hand is in the air before Mrs. Brown is done explaining, which is something we're not supposed to do.